Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Here we are getting already in anticipation, a little foreshadowing of what is our liturgy is about to present to us. We're at the beginning of that now, where we reflect rather extensively on the Last Judgment. And our Lord is continually telling us to be prepared, to be vigilant, to watch. Watch over ourselves, above all over our souls, that when our time comes, we are prepared. See, when our death comes, and we don't know when it will come, unless it's divinely revealed to us, and that's a very rare thing, we don't know when it will come. And then our eternity is fixed. We will not be able to change it. But we can make it what it will be here and now in this life. That's what we are called to do. That's the whole reason we're here on this earth. In the end, at the Last Judgment, there will be two options only. There's either heaven or hell. And our Lord here is telling us very strongly to be prepared when he comes. So to be prepared even at the even before our deaths, even at the time of our deaths. That when he comes, when our moment comes, we are prepared to be welcomed into the banquet. That is our heavenly union with God. And note what we see in our responsorial psalm. He gives us how to do it. Be vigilant at all times, he says, and pray. We hear that often. Even our Lord says it in the gospel, tells us to pray constantly, insistently, to pray. In all of her apparitions, Our Lady has said it, perhaps in the most prominent way at Fatima, but she has said it, pray. And she even gives us a particular prayer to pray, the rosary. We must pray. This is October, the month of the rosary. We must pray continually, insistently, for the graces we need to be always prepared. The graces we need to live a virtuous, holy life every day. And that's how we should begin our day, with such a prayer. Uniting ourselves with God and asking for the graces we need to live this day in a holy, virtuous way, in accordance with his will. And we should end the day by thanking him for the graces he gave us. And we should be seeking throughout the day to cooperate with those graces. So we have to continually pray. Constantly lift up our minds and our hearts each day, throughout the day, to remind ourselves of his presence watching over us. Let us do then as he tells us. Pray constantly, every day. Be vigilant. Watch over ourselves. Guard ourselves against anything that is sin, false defects that will take us from God. And let us be one of those servants well prepared when our time comes and be called by our Lord, blessed. Praised be Jesus and Mary.